Hey y'all, and welcome to another episode of the Barefoot Shepherdess, Mint and Thistle's at least monthly podcast where we discuss anything ranging from photography to food to farming to travel, which is what this podcast is about. Because in less than a week, my family and I will be headed to London, England to hop in a car and take a two-week road trip throughout the Scotland. I'd love to talk to you a little bit about that, so today I want to talk to you about why we're going there, bringing our kids, how we planned, packing, which is what I'm looking at right now. My dining room is filled with packed stuff, and just sort of our philosophy on traveling and how we actually think it's going to go. So let's jump in. So first of all, we leave on the 15th, which is this coming Sunday, at 7 o'clock or so from Boston. We'll be driving down from Maine to hop on a plane overnight, and we'll be flying into London. We chose the 15th because we actually have a wedding to shoot that Saturday, the one right before that. So we obviously couldn't leave on a Saturday or that night just because we're bringing kids, so we opted for the next day. And because we're trying to keep kids on a pretty reasonable schedule, we decided to take an overnight flight so that they could sleep as much as possible before getting there, so that dealing with the time change won't be as bad, even though we do sort of anticipate it to be a little bit of a shell shock for both of them. Okay, so why did we choose Scotland? There's a bunch of reasons. I guess there's four main reasons. One is just the fact that I've always wanted to go there, and it's been on my list. So I've been to the United Kingdom a few times. I've been to England a few times. I've been to Wales, and although Ireland obviously not part of the UK, I've been to Ireland a couple times, but I've never made it any further north than Stratford-upon-Avon, which is known as the birthplace of William Shakespeare. That's the furthest I've ever gone north in the island of Great Britain. So I'm really excited to just explore further, because what I do know and love about that island is that everything is beautiful, particularly when you get outside of the cities. And as a photographer, this like beautiful scenery and this gorgeous overcast lighting that just really appeals to me. And there's just a mood about it. It mimics sort of autumn in Maine. So there's that. It's just this like personal ambition to go and take pictures. Which sounds a little flippant, but it's not. And also the weather, it's been a million degrees in Maine. No joke, it's been 95 degrees out with a super high humidity, and I am not built for it. I don't like it. It makes me cranky and sweaty. So I'm really excited for this midsummer break. Although I do kind of really passionately hate the negative 30 degree weather, I'm not sure I'm in love with 95 degrees and full humidity either. So getting over to Scotland and England and just not dealing with this weather will be super cool. And I'm also an enormous history nerd. I mean, I do teach history, so it goes without saying. I teach a lot of world history, and during world history, I try really hard not to focus too much on Western Europe, but that is sort of my favorite place to study, only because my family comes from there. But also, there's this really cool, like really rich history of monarchies and battles, and like it's finite area, so the battles and territory and all these revolutions, like I just think it's fascinating. So I can't wait to go and check out some of Scottish history, which I think is super neat, and brings me to my fourth point of why we chose Scotland. And my husband and I are super nerds, not only history wise, but we watch this TV show called Outlander, and I think that seeing the scenery and hearing the music and sort of learning history that way really sort of lit a fire under my husband to want to go as well. And then I guess sort of like a fifth reason would be my son has been doing all this really incredible research about going to Scotland because he has this YouTube channel. And one of the things he's been looking at was like ghost stories and history of Scotland. So he's looking up the Battle of Culloden and all this really cool stuff. And he's super into, you know, learning. So that's nice. But also he really wants to see castles. And when he was younger, he was super into knights and dragons and stuff like that. So it all fits really well to check out Scotland. So that's sort of why we chose that area for this big trip. And speaking of kids, deciding to bring children, a lot of people have given us this like, wow, you brave souls, and you know, just mentioning like they'd never bring their kids, but I do have to say, I think it's awesome. Like, I love hanging out with my kids, and that's not to say I don't sometimes get frustrated or tired or anything like that, but like, hanging out with our kids is awesome. Like, why did we have them if we didn't want to go about with them? Although that being said, like, I would totally go on a Just Scott and I trip to like Costa Rica, but this is more adventure-y and sort of once in a lifetime for us. And but my oldest son is 8, going to be 9 in October, and he travels. He's been a bunch of places. A lot of it has been like, you know, like the Caribbean. He's been to Turks and Caicos and Jamaica and Haiti, but he's been on planes and he's been in different countries where people even don't speak the language, don't speak English. So he's pretty savvy. He's easy to travel with. He just brings a book and a sketchbook and, you know, a pair of sneakers and he's good to go. Now we do have an almost 10-month-old, so that is sort of a new curveball for us. And we weren't really sure if we were going to bring him or not, only because we didn't want it to be super stressful. So in the beginning, when we booked it, it was when I was pregnant, I think, when we booked the flight. And we did book Cedar, our youngest, but we weren't really sure if we were going to bring him or not. So in the beginning, he was obviously like, you know, I'd say like 6 weeks old. He was up all night screaming and crying. I was exhausted. I was teaching, all this stuff. And I was like, there's no way we're bringing a baby. But fast forward a few months and he turns into this like super happy, like go with the flow kind of dude. And he loves his big brother and he's pretty easy. So I was like, yeah, sure, we can totally take him. So I booked everything else, like our Airbnbs and stuff, just knowing his personality a little better and knowing his sleep schedule, which is all well and good. But about 3 weeks ago, he decides he's going to start crawling. So now he's in another like funky stage where he's mobile. He wants to walk, but he doesn't know how to walk, so it frustrates him sometimes. So it should be really interesting with some of the longer travel. I keep saying to my husband, like, the first 40 hours are going to be really difficult, but if we can get past those, it's going to be super easy, and I'll explain kind of why that is in a few minutes. And my other thought is, like, taking the kids away from all the family and stuff like that for 2 weeks in the middle of summer, you know, they don't, like, Will doesn't get to go to a camp during those weeks or anything like that, so I feel a little bad, but then again, like, when else are you going to do this? And also home, like, the idea of home is with his parents, so we like to think that it'll be pretty easy for the little one particularly just because we'll be there, so it'll be fine. And as sort of, like, a benefit and a bonus, our best friend, my husband and my best friend, his name is Mark, he decided last minute he was going to go with us. He's sort of this like crazy rowdy bachelor who we've known since college. So he decided he was going to go with us. So he just sort of booked a flight. It leaves the same time as us, though it shows up a little bit later than us. So we're all kind of traveling down to Boston together and then he's going to go with us. So I think that 3 adults to 2 children seems like a reasonable ratio. So bringing kids was not really like a big decision, but it was a big consideration. We really have to think about the logistics of it. So anyway, I will talk a little bit about the planning and the packing now. So if you knew me before, I don't know, maybe before my oldest son was born, you would know that I wasn't really a planner. I was really more of a fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants person, which in many ways is one of my best qualities because I'm pretty spontaneous and I'm go with the flow in that way. Like, I'll try anything. That being said, now that I am an adult and I have 2 kids and a job and a business and all sorts of other things, I do have to sort of plan everything a little bit more now. Like, I'm a super listy person, but I've always been a listy person. And by spontaneous, like, I still definitely have that quality because when I booked these flights, I hadn't really thought any further than like, oh, this is a great, you know, price for a flight, we should just book it. And my husband was just staring at me as I clicked the button and I was like, oh, we did it. So now we have to go. But now that it's down to crunch time, we're 6 days away, I have spent months and months planning this to make sure it all is going to go smoothly. And bringing kids, I've had to consider a few things. So the initial plan was to stay in each day, in each place rather, like 3 or 4 days. So we were told by multiple people that Glasgow was the least interesting of all the major interesting things to see. So what we basically did is we're flying into London. We're only there 24 hours, just so Will can say he's been to London, get a picture with like Big Ben in one of the telephone booths and see the Queen's Palace and all that. And then we're going to hop in a car the next day and we're going to take kind of a long drive, which is about 7 hours up to Edinburgh. And we'll be there for 3 or 4 days. So the idea is we're renting a car so that we can just take day trips or, you know, day trips out or decide not to or whatever, but essentially so we aren't bound to a bus schedule or a train schedule, and also so that if our 10-month-old decides to scream, there's nobody staring at us, you know, in like a train or something like that. So we're staying 3 or 4 days in each place. We'll be in Edinburgh. And then we're driving up to Inverness for 4 days, I think. And I think I did a podcast about how I planned that through some shepherdess friends on Instagram. So hopefully we'll be hiking and seeing this beautiful scenery and all that. And then we're driving to Isle of Skye, staying in Portree for 3 or 4 days. And then we're heading to Glasgow for the last two. And we had to get to Glasgow a day earlier than I planned because our friend Mark's flight leaves a day earlier than ours. So all in all, the idea is that we rented Airbnbs as opposed to hotel rooms for multiple reasons. One, I hate hotels. Two, I love the idea of having like a small apartment or flat so that we can get groceries. Saves money for us, like breakfasts and lunches. We can just pack it, store it, leave it at the flat. And then if we want to go spend money on dinner, we can do that. And there's just more space. Like, I don't need to be in one hotel room with my husband, our friend Mark, and our two kids. I think I would go insane. So we'll spend those days in each place. We rented houses as opposed to hotels, which actually saved us tons of money just in the booking fees. And the idea is that we can just use our Airbnbs as sort of landing places. And if we want to go to, like, whatever, Fort William, we can just go one day, as opposed to having to do it on our way during this road trip. There are some things that we had to really consider in terms of packing, so I do want to talk a little bit about packing, especially for somebody who is a staunch minimalist when it comes to packing. It's a little bit frustrating to have to bust out of that minimalistic, like, life viewpoint when it comes to packing for kids. So let's talk about packing. So packing, I think everybody's favorite thing is to pack and the least favorite thing is to unpack, am I right? Or maybe I'm just kind of weird and I love how organized and listy packing can be. So before I even get into what we packed, I have to say there was a how. And I chose to completely ignore my husband's stuff and just focus on the two kids and myself because I figure Scott is an adult and he can figure it out. So I made a sort of a chart of all the things we needed across the board. So for Cedar, Will, and I made this chart and I X'd out the things that obviously, like, Cedar doesn't need a hairbrush, but I might. And, you know, William doesn't need diapers, but Cedar might. So I made this chart. It's really long and hectic. It's on my fridge right now. Well, it's not hectic. It's just that there's a lot on it. And I mark things off in red once they're done, so it's easy to see. So I'm staring at that right now, recognizing that there's a few things I haven't packed yet. So I made this big long list and I made sure everything was where it needed to be. And then I had to start thinking about, like, okay, I personally am a minimalist packer. I'm one of those people that can bring literally a backpack and maybe like a shoulder bag for 2 weeks, no problem. I don't mind wearing like the same leggings for 3 days. That doesn't bother me. But when I'm bringing children in order to make it less stressful, I definitely have to pack more. So for me, I packed the same amount, although I did use a rolly case. Because instead of a backpack, which I would normally take, because I have to carry my child. So a backpack and a child doesn't work when you sling the child over your back. It just, the logistics don't work. So I have a rolly case and I have my basket that I use as my sort of carry-on. So here's the breakdown. William has a backpack and a rolly case. William's backpack and his rolly case share some of Cedar's stuff. I have a rolly case, as nerdy as that is, and I have my basket. Rolly case carries all my clothes, a little bit of Cedar stuff. My basket has stuff that I need easily accessible. It's open-topped. A friend of mine's mother made it for me when I graduated high school. So it is 12 years old. Huh? Or no, it's older than that. No, it's 12 years old. And that has like my water bottle, my book, like a notebook, my earbuds, the passport stuff. It's just really easy access stuff that I need to have. So that's what I have, and then we are checking one bag, which I never do, but it was just unavoidable. And the reason we're checking it is because we're bringing a 10-month-old child, and in order to do that, you have to have some extra stuff, like diapers and wipes. The plan is that we'll have enough diapers and wipes to get us through the first maybe 2 days of being there for a couple reasons. One, I don't want to have to immediately run from the airport to like a grocery store to pick up diapers. And that's sort of stressful the first day you're there. But also in case our luggage gets lost, we do have to have a little bit of extra with us. So we'll have that. And we've got an umbrella stroller going with us so we don't have to buy or rent one over there. That being said, the biggest question I had was like, where the heck does a baby sleep? It's not like Airbnbs have cribs. So what we ended up doing, my husband did, he loves Facebook Marketplace. I'm not convinced. I like Craigslist. I actually just like going to Goodwill. So I'm not even like an online marketplace person unless it's Etsy, and then I can't stop. But that is an aside. My point is, my husband gets on Facebook Marketplace in London, which it never occurred to me that they would have that. I don't know why. And he just found a 14 pound, like as in the currency, 14 pound used pack and play. And he messaged the people and said, hey, could we meet like in London and pick this up on whatever the date is? And they were like, yeah, sure, no problem, we'll reserve it for you. And he, I think, PayPal'd them the money, and so we're just gonna have that there, which is super convenient, and I don't have to worry about like renting a crib or something. So that was pretty simple. I plan on carrying the child around quite a lot, but all in all, we're only checking one bag and maybe a car seat. So in terms of packing, my basic principle for me, like me personally, not for children, is to lay out all the clothes you think you want to bring and then have that. Like, take half of that away. My grandmother taught me that when she was packing for this trip to Morocco one time. And she put all of her clothes out on her big four-poster bed, and I was watching her with these wide eyes, and she was like, see all these clothes? I'm only taking half of them. And that's what she did. She just removed half. So what I do is I just bring half the clothes I think I need, and I make sure all of them match. Like, the sweaters that I bring match the dresses and the pants and the t-shirts, which is not hard to do when all you wear is like 90% black clothing. It's pretty simple to do. But for me, packing for me is very easy, and I've got a system to it. And I would say that one of the biggest tips I can give you for a system is to make sure that your liquids are right on top, the most easy thing to access, so that you don't have to fumble around finding them through security, and just make sure your shoes are easy to take on and off. And also, I personally will wear like Toms leggings and a big over sweater when I travel, like through airports and stuff. It just is comfier, because sometimes it feels nice to look really nice walking through an airport, but in reality, who really cares? Because you're going to be stuck on an airplane in this stale, gross air for 7 hours anyway, so screw it. So anyway, that's how I pack. I always, always pack 2 photocopies of both my passport and my birth certificate, and I do that for the boys too, and then I put those copies in various places. So like, one is in my basket, one is in my purse, and the passport stays in like, you know, the safe or whatever. I guess in our instance, going to the Airbnb, I've got it reversed. I've got my real passport in my purse, copy in my carry-on, and a copy in my basket. But anyway, you should just bring copies, is my point. Bring the originals if you can of your birth certificate, just on the off chance something weird happens. So I guess that's packing in a nutshell. So I guess in terms of planning and packing and all that, that sort of sums it up. It's sort of a whirlwind. The last thing I will say is that the week before we leave for trips, I typically have a bunch of stuff I want to get done, and I try to list it out day by day. So for example, I'm trying to get the house really, really clean so that when I show back up in 2 weeks, I don't come home to like a bomb has been set off in my house. So each day I try to tackle one part of the house specifically. Today I did the bathroom. It's my least favorite one. I will definitely empty out my refrigerator. We'll be gone for 2 weeks. Like, don't leave your food in there. That's disgusting. If you have an awesome mother-in-law like me, you will come home and there will be milk, bread, and eggs left in your refrigerator because she's awesome like that. And we also have a ton of animals. Now, the only way that we can make that happen is that our family owns this big farm, so we communally sort of take care of animals. And our dogs will go over and stay in like a big horse stall, and they'll get let out and be with our family for 2 weeks. And the horse and the sheep will get taken care of because that's just sort of part of the regular farm chores. And then people will come over to our house only 3 or 4 minutes away and take care of the cats and the geese while we're gone. Probably each night my sister will come over. And I do pay her to do that because I think it's really important to acknowledge how much work it is to take care of animals. So if you have animals, that can be like a big complication and also a reason some people don't go on trips, but we do try to make it work. Although our dogs get very, very sad when we leave. And I feel like every time my husband comes back from a trip, our dog Hendrix like loses his mind a little bit more each time. But anyway, we leave on Sunday. I'm definitely going to be making podcasts sort of throughout the trip because A, I love podcasts, and B, like, I think it'll be fun to record all of it and update you guys on how it is to travel with a 10-month-old who has just learned to crawl and a savvy, savvy, awesome 8-year-old. I am going to, actually, speaking of my 8-year-old, I am going to link his YouTube channel into this like my website, so you can check it out there, and I'll put it on the email that I send out for everybody on this too, just because it's worth checking out, and he's awesome. So anyway, thank you for listening. This was sort of a long one, but I hope it's helpful. I hope all of it was helpful, and I'll let you know as we go sort of the developments of our Scotland trip. Thanks, guys.